Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. I would like to share with you an insight that will help you make the most of this new year, 2017. It's important that I help you understand clearly that there's a better new year ahead of you. That is to say, the year that just started, there is so much that is ahead of you, better than what you got last year. And that is why I want to share with you what you have to do to ensure you actualize that better new year ahead of you. Again, I want to remind you this. No matter how bad the year was, that's last year was, and no matter how good it was also, there is a better year that is ahead of you. There is more that you can get that you have not got. There's more results you can get in your business that you have not got. There's a higher level of performance you can attain that you have not attained. There are grounds you can break that you have not broken. And there are territories you have not conquered that you can conquer. My goal in this podcast is very simple. I want to show you simple things you can do starting from today to be able to actualize that better year that is ahead of you. Why I say that you have a better year ahead of you is this. At every point in time in our life, we always have rooms for improvement. That is to say, no matter how good we are, there is always a very large room for us to improve. No matter the amount of results we have gotten at any point in time, there is always an opportunity. There's always bigger and higher results to get. And if we stretch ourselves, if we do what we have to do, if we compel ourselves to do the much we can, to do as much as we are supposed to, then we'll be able to reach that goal. Now, every single person desires a better year, but the truth of life is that not everybody that desires a better year gets a better year. I mean, before last year, that's 2 years ago, there were people that desired, oh, we want a better 2016. They went to church and prayed. Say, Father, a better new year. And they went to church, their pastor prophesied to them. They write to resolutions and they had plans, they had goals and stuff like that. Unfortunately, at the end of the year, they didn't have a better year than they had before. That tells you and I one thing. There is a limitation to just the desire of having a better new year. If all you have within you is a desire for a better new year, you don't have enough of what is required for you to have a better new year. Everybody desires anything. Everybody wishes anything. Except that those wishes and those desires do not, on their own, translate to reality. Like the Englishman said, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. I know many people have sent you a message, this year shall be your year of abundance breakthrough, and you know, things like that. But please understand that that is not how life works. You do not have abundant breakthrough or a greater new year simply because people were sending you messages, praying over you, and things like that. Do not get the impression I'm trying to downplay the power of prayers. Me, I pray very well. Like David said in Psalm 5 verse 3, he said, early in the morning I woke up and I cried to present my cases before you. I present my request to you at that point and I expect answer from you. You have to do that at the beginning of a new season of your life, new year. Early in the morning signifying my own understanding, beginning of a new season. So I value the power and the place of prayer. But please, I want you to understand that a new year does not happen just because you pray. What prayer does for you is that it goes ahead of you to set relevant spiritual forces in motion. It goes to do for you what you cannot take care of on your own as a human being. There's a limit to what you can achieve as an individual. There's a limit to what you can achieve with your power. I mean, human beings are loaded with strength, with abilities and energies. However, God has also an overarching control over what happens. There are things that are not within your control. I mean, you have the capacity to develop a product, to start up a new business, to start a new marketing strategy. You can do all of that on your own, but there's a limit to what you can do. You can advertise your product to me, but you can't force me to buy it. You understand what I'm saying? You can read very hard in your school, but you cannot ensure that a lecturer does not mark your script drunk. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, I want to get married this year. Yes, you can start looking for a wife to marry. You'll be taken to all the guests. Nobody will agree to marry you. I mean, it's not your fault. You have talked to them. You've done everything you know to do right, yet you don't get what you want. Well, the point is that there is a limit to what we can do. So what prayer does for us is that it activates the force of God. It activates supernatural force in our favor. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, when you have desired a new year, and that desire for a new year propels you to go and pray, to recognize that no matter what you want, if God doesn't give it to you, you cannot get it. Therefore, you walk up to God in prayer and say, Father, I submit to you my desire to this year that I want to double my sales. I want to release my new album. I want to start off a new business. I want to double my performance in school. And I want to repeat promotion in my work. But when you take that to God in prayer, what you have done is that you have activated supernatural force in your favor. It doesn't stop there. If you ever stop there, then what you will do is that you will activate the release of blessings in your life. However, that blessing will be hanging somewhere. Therefore, what you have to do after praying is to get down to work. About a few days ago, I posted something on Facebook. I can't quote it about it, but what I was saying there is this: no matter how much you desire a new year, please understand that you have to go on to put in effort to make that thing you desire into reality. Your desires, your prayers has been answered, they have been received, but you have to get down to work to make those things reality. Somebody, I believe he was joking, now posted something on a comment. He quoted Mark chapter something, I think 11 to 29, where God was talking about whatever thing you desire, if you ask and believe, you shall get it. He said he's going to get his own new year, not by works, by desiring and asking for it. In my mind, I laughed. What I just wrote for him is, good luck. Okay, part of the reason is because I didn't have energy to start responding to comments like that. But the real thing is this. It doesn't work that way. You can't pick that Bible passage in isolation and say you're not going to walk. God created the earth. When he wanted to make man, do you know what he did? He rolled up his sleeves, sat down, get mud, poured water on it, and started molding human beings. He walked to bring to reality, what he desired. He worked to bring to reality what he wanted. There is nobody that wants to get any result that doesn't go to work. Therefore, whatever area of your life you desire to have results, you want to have better children, don't just desire and pray for them. Make it a point of duty to come back from work on time so you watch the assignment. Make it a point of duty to teach them at least 3 times in a week. When you are in the kitchen, when you are at home, whatever thing you are doing, you start to continue to teach them. You want your relationship to get better. Make it a point of duty to do certain things you have to do consistently, that at the end of the year, you will look back and find out, oh, this year has been a better year than the previous one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, please, I'd like you to know this. Get down to work. Every area of your life you need to get anything done, you have a work to do in that area. And the proof of your desire, the proof of your seriousness in having a better new year is to get down to work. Please, the new year you have is not dependent on anybody. It's dependent on you squarely. Yes, it's dependent on you squarely. People may have one or two imputes into your life, but please, it's not exclusively dependent on them. Therefore, when you have presented your case before God, your job, the next job you have to do is to get down to work, knowing that you have prayed to God and His help, His assistance is available to you. You go and submit proposal, knowing that His favor and His blessings are ahead of you. You go to school and read, knowing that His blessing and favor is ahead of you to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. If you don't go to take step to work, to submit proposal, to ask for a job, to ask for contract, to begin to seek ways of improving your life, or if you do not go to do the work that will produce the results you want, then it means you don't even believe in the prayers you have said. You don't believe that God will pour out His blessing for you. However, when you believe that those prayers have been answered, do not waste the answer by hanging it on the air. Get down to work. The work you do is the channel through which God brings to reality what He has given you in your prayers. The Bible says this: the man that is blessed in whatever thing he does, not in whatever thing he wished to do, he is blessed. God blessed the works of the hand of Abraham and he became stinkingly rich. What's the point I've made today? There's a better new year ahead of you and it is in your hands. Go beyond your desire for a new year. Go beyond the prayers you have said. Your prayers have been answered. Get down to work. To work out that new year.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up. Brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.